The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
He's okay. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. We're going to move around a little bit here. I've got a story on censorship I want to read to you in a moment. But on the break, one of my crew was reading a post that had to do with the vaccines and the vaccines being free. And yesterday, I found an audio clip, and I'm hoping to find it again real quick. A friend of mine posted it on his Instagram page. It's just some anonymous guy making a very compelling point about the vaccine being free. Here it is.
The coronavirus is killing people, right? And the vaccine is supposed to help cure that, keep that from happening. Yet the vaccine is free. You're getting donuts, you're getting weed, you're getting money, you're getting burgers, you're getting fries. Now in Las Vegas, you can get a free lap dance, a bottle, and a membership to a strip club. And again, the virus is deadly and the cure is free. Look at all of these other deadly ailments we have. And so many people die because what? They can't afford to pay for health care, or they can't afford to pay for treatment. They don't get nothing for free. So why is everything so free right now for this vaccine? That's my question. What's your answer?
I think it's a good question. And I kind of want to just delve in for impact. I had a conversation earlier today with a good friend who was sharing with me in his profession. I want to kind of keep it anonymous. He talks to a lot of people. And what he has been hearing more and more lately would be families that are not aligned on this issue of taking the shot or not taking the shot. It's causing division, where one may look to a whole potpourri of information, some that's readily accessible, and some that may be hard to find, but there's enough, I think, viable medical experts that have a difference of opinion on to take the shot or not to take the shot versus what we get in the mainstream, what we get day in and day out from King Fauci and the elites. We now have commercials everywhere like this is the thing to do. And this guy, he's just some anonymous dude. I want to play it one more time. I think he asks some very interesting questions and has a very interesting take on this.
The coronavirus is killing people, right? And the vaccine is supposed to help cure that, keep that from happening. Yet the vaccine is free. You're getting donuts, you're getting weed, you're getting money, you're getting burgers, you're getting fries. Now in Las Vegas, you can get a free lap dance, a bottle, and a membership to a strip club. And again, the virus is deadly and the cure is free. Look at all of these other deadly ailments we have. And so many people die because what? They can't afford to pay for health care, or they can't afford to pay for treatment. They don't get nothing for free. So why is everything so free right now for this vaccine? That's my question. What's your answer?
I would love to hear from anybody that has a response to that somewhat rhetorical question. 888-528-2557. Have you taken one of the shots? Is your significant other in the same mindset? Has it caused upheaval in your home? And I can spend 5 minutes trying to compel you to call. I just know that the conversation I had with a friend this morning really verified a lot of my suspicions about this. And what is to come? Oh, I can only speculate. I'll just kind of share some of my thoughts. And if you want to call, call now. 888-528-2557. I'm not a medical expert. I've not been to medical school. I was chastised early on last year when we first started hearing about this. You're not a medical doctor. Shut your mouth. Yeah, but I have medical doctors that I know that said a lot of very interesting information. But I'll be doggone. And again, hear me out. I believe in vaccines. I'm not to say yay or nay, whatever you want to do. I absolutely support you in that freedom. The Pfizer and the Moderna are not vaccines, but we call them vaccines. J&J maybe. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. But early on in this pandemic, if you will, we started hearing from medical doctors that had literally treated patients with early intervention and therapeutics, cheap therapeutics, hydroxychloroquine. Then we started hearing about ivermectin and some other items. And I'll be doggone, they were shut down and they were shut up. Now, why may that be? Do you know that logic would say that the three quote-unquote vaccines we have could not have really been put forth the way they were if we acknowledge publicly there were other treatments that were successful? Right? Like all the answers. It's all or nothing. Take the shot. I got to be quiet here. I got to be careful. We have a man in the White House right now that would have you be convinced that you got to take the shot in a whole lot of different ways. Be patriotic, do the right thing, blah, blah. Just take the shot or else you'll pay the price. There are a lot of people that aren't interested in taking the shot. Without any medical backing, and I rarely speculate on things I know basically nothing about, but I've been reading some research lately that stereotypically this type of virus goes away when the weather warms up. But consensus is it's because of the vaccines that we are seeing the decrease everywhere, and keep wearing those masks and social distance. Maybe the truth. I don't know. But here's my play. Two things. And I pray I'm wrong. I don't think it's going to be that long. Come summertime, all of a sudden we're going to be hearing about climate change again. And the fear mongers will be alive and well. And the new fear porn will be about climate change. And we're going to get inundated with all that stuff for the next few months. My concern and my prayer is come fall and winter, you know, the time of the year, the quote unquote flu season. What's going to happen then when the elites start talking about the variants? Now, I'm not here to plead conspiracy at all. Cover up? Censorship? Oh, absolutely. There's tons of information from people that have dedicated their lives to taking the Hippocratic Oath and preserving life. Well, they've saved people on death's door with therapeutics, cheap therapeutics. But take the shots. Not FDA approved, I remind you. And then come fall, winter, we'll see if the peddlers are out there peddling some more fear. So all that to say this, I praise God we're seeing a decrease. Seems like things, depending where you live. We here in California, we're still all masked up. God forbid you're walking outside and you don't have a mask on. Venture a little east. You know, you go to Texas, everything's wide open. I guess the virus doesn't know to reside in Texas at all. But that brother, the audio clip I played, I just think he asks good questions. Why is it that we're being... Here's the last thing, and we'll take calls. We have one line open, by the way, 888-528-2557. We're being bribed, coerced to take the shot. And now we want to stick our kids. Oh, it's safe. 12-year-olds, no problem. But keep those masks on the 2-year-olds and up and make sure and keep them out of school. I just wonder if it is even a possibility when the masses will say, enough's enough. We're not doing this anymore. I'm not talking about outright rebellion or anarchy. And maybe the original experiment in self-governance is a failure, and we are the epitome of that failure, that we can't even self-govern. But woe to those that speak lies as if it's the truth, and those that deny truth and profess their lies. Woe to those. And I believe we're living in, at the very least, the beginning of those times. All right, 888-528-2557. We'll just go down the line. It says Maryland, maybe your name's Marilyn in Westwood. You're on the Frank Sontag Show. What's your first name?
It's Marilyn.
Marilyn. Okay. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Yes, hi. Thank you for everything you do. I listen daily, and I just love the show.
Thank you.
I personally don't have a problem with what the young man said about why is it free. In a weird kind of buying votes, I don't know. But I have an issue with that. Regarding the divide over this vaccine, I'm 61. I have 3 sons. I'm very healthy. I will not be taking the vaccine. My eldest son, who's 32 years old, he and his fiance, they chose to take the vaccine against me begging them not to, me pushing over them not to. They decided to take that vaccine. And my concern, I have my younger 2 sons. I'm just praying and I'm begging them not to. And they've assured me that they will not be doing it anytime soon. Now, they're all very healthy. I don't see the need for it for someone that's healthy. So my reasoning behind it is, you know, I listened to Dr. Kelly that I know you've had on your show, and Zelenko Vladimir, I believe his first name is. And Dr. Kelly said something today that was really important. She said, there is no substitute in science for... I don't see what the rush is to give this vaccine, especially to young children. You know, children under 18, those over 18, you know, they can make their own decisions. But I just don't see the rush to do it.
Well, and let me respond, and I'm grateful for your call, even though we had a little bit of a trouble with the cell dropping in and out. But yeah, our immune systems and natural good health is something we don't hear near enough about. But this push for taking the shot, I question. And I think each individual should have their own right to decide for him or her whether they choose to take it or not. Marilyn, thank you for the call. Please call again. Eric in Compton, always great to hear from you. Eric, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank. You know, I have several videos that actually some doctors explaining
Okay, let me cut you off there. I can't understand you. Maybe it's the connection. Zach's going to see if we can get a better connection, and we'll circle back. Maybe you're on a headset. I don't know. But, Eric, I do want to take your call. So you'll be after I talk to Joe, and hopefully the connection will be sustained. Joe in Moorpark, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I was telling the guy who first screened me there that I called in. I wanted to talk about the men's conference that was coming up, but you started talking about the vaccine. I'd like to hit on that topic as well, let you know that me and my wife both have for a long time, even before they brought it up, said we're not going to be taking the shot. We don't believe that we need it. We feel that we keep a healthy lifestyle. You know, we respect the mask when you have to go into an establishment. They have the right to tell us to wear a mask and everything. But we really feel that the government is playing this up with the free shots and everything. And there's people like this contest, you know, show us you got your shot and we'll give you a gift. And they're just trying to get everybody to get the shot and lead them like the way I believe the government is trying to get that power to just have control over us. And make us even go up against our family and friends who choose to do the opposite of the other. Quick example, a good friend of my wife's, and my wife's 54, they worked together in the hotel industry. Then the girl stopped prior to the pandemic working, and she was at home, and she's been staying home. She is one of those that are on that deep other end. She is so in fear. She's got the shot and finally reached out to my wife a week ago and said, how you doing? What's going on? And she asked if my wife, she got the shot. I said, no. And she just came right out. And this was a good friend. Said, oh, you're one of those non-believers, huh? And my wife couldn't even believe that she talked to her like that. And so, you know, a little time went by. My wife's a Christian. I am too. We try to be very understanding how things affect people and how it makes them react. And so now she's going to get together with her. She did call back and she said, well, you know, I'd like to see you for lunch, but we'll be getting together. She said, I'll buy the sandwiches. And my wife said, let's go somewhere. We can sit outside. No, I don't want to go near a place. Mm. We'll buy some sandwiches and I'll meet you in a park and we'll have to wear a mask. You know, when we're there together.
Wow.
This is someone who's got the shot. And my question to those people is, if you get the shot, why do you feel you or anybody else for that matter has to wear a mask? Aren't you now immune to it?
Well,
and the answer is no.
Yeah, and the answer may not be absolute, but in large part, it's this is what happens when fear takes over your life. You lose all ability to discern, think through things. You just go the way of panic. There's no logical explanation other than that. I've got to get Eric back on. I know you had more to say, and you made mention of the men's event. What did you want to share?
Well, the men's event is in Newbury Park, where I just moved from a year ago, so it was very funny to hear it as being there. I am going to go to it. I was very excited to hear that. I went to one of yours a few years back, and I wanted to tell your listeners that it impacts you. It impacts you in a great way. I've still got a lot of growing to do in my faith. I've been doing it for about 10 years and a much slower start than you took. And believe me, it works. I went to one, not going to mention a name. I don't know if you guys like that or not, but I went to one a couple of weeks ago. It was huge. Daryl was there as well and some other speakers and the pastors. And it was incredible. And on the other side to where wives and should tell their husbands to do that, I told my wife I wanted to go, and I drove down the Riverside. It took us 2 hours in traffic. When I say us, it's because that was a Friday evening of worship and a Saturday morning of the men's gathering. And I said I wanted to go. My wife said, go. And
yeah, well, I would hope your wife says, go. Well, you know, get there. Joe, thank you for your commitment. It's undeniable. I know what you're referring to. It was a church men's ministry that I support a great deal. Ours is not a church ministry. But I think God's calling men's ministries in their own ways. And if we serve the Lord and kind of stay in our own lanes, I think when God speaks to his sons and wakes his sons up, then life gets really interesting. So if you do go on the 26th of June, Joe, come up and say hi. I'd love to meet you and see you. All right, let's go back to Eric in Compton. Eric, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Can you hear me better now, Frank?
So far, it's a question. I'm not so sure I can, but continue.
Okay, you know, I had several videos that where doctors were explaining exactly what was in the vaccine, but the Internet's taken them all down. They've all been pulled down. And I won't even begin to try and explain what's in it. The people would just call me a nut and conspiracy crazy nut, so I'll just tell you what happened to me yesterday. My dentist called me and canceled my appointment. He canceled it because his brother died. He said he just died all of a sudden. So my first question was, did he get the vaccine? Mm-hmm. I hope I wasn't insensitive by asking that. Mm-hmm. And he said, actually, yes, he did. He got two shots. And then she made the comment, and we think that's what killed him. I'm not embellishing anything. I'm just telling you my conversation yesterday. Mm-hmm. He was the picture of health. His brother, my dentist, actually has diabetes and a bunch of other ailments that are under control, he said. But his brother was the picture of health, and he just killed over, I think it was a blood clot, and passed away. Mm. So I had to reschedule my dentist appointment. I just wanted to share that with you from the vaccine.
I always appreciate when you call, Eric. Thank you for sharing. And your original comment about videos, doctors being taken down. I'm over by a few minutes, but I need to say this. And then we'll come back with more calls. We do have a line open, 888-528-2557. For those of you that embrace this take the shot thing, can you please explain to me why so many doctors that have been in the position of treating patients for years, how so many of them, because they have, let's just say, different information about the pandemic or how to treat it, where big tech has shut them down, censored, videos deleted. Now, if you go with the pat answer, which is ludicrous anyway, well, that's because we want to be protected from false information. Oh, my goodness. You're really going to that default? Like, all of a sudden, everything in the world of social media, what, has been verified as true by Big Brother and the government? You might want to get to know some of these doctors whose videos have been shut down. And what they've been doing 20 years previous to this. One of the callers mentioned Dr. Kelly Victory. That woman's been in the trenches for years. She knows trauma. She knows pandemics. She's on my dear friend John Phillips' show, I think almost every week on KABC. In fact, I'll maybe see if she's around this Friday. Think for yourself. Use the God-given intelligence he's put into you. And I know what part of the problem is. I really do. When you go to that place of, well, I'm not so sure I buy into the easy answer. See, it's going to come at a cost. It's going to cost you something. It may be, you know, upset within the ranks. Some family members may not be too pleased with you. But the government that's there to tell you basically how to live your life and what to do and what not to do, if you think that's the way to live, well, God bless you too. That's not the country that I believe in. That's not the country that I think the forefathers thought up with freedom of speech and embracing this idea of freedoms. But take the shot. Okay. 888-528-2557. More of this, the Frank Sontag Show, next. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. Earlier today, I was having a conversation with a dear friend who is in the medical industry, sees a lot of people, and somehow the shots came up, what we're being told are vaccines, which they don't qualify as vaccines, but whatever. And he just started telling me about all of the families he knows by which there is division. Like the husband says no, the wife says yes, or vice versa. And his concern, his own thoughts aside, his concern about the way in which we hear this big push by government to do as we tell you to do. We won't even get into the CDC. 40-50% of employees at the CDC won't take it. And there are a couple of stories. One in particular I want to share with you in a moment. Has to do with Dr. Fauci. No surprise there. But let's take a few calls. D in Monrovia, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi.
Hi, D.
Yeah, I just wanted to, comment on the information that's out there and how we gather the information. And I think that's our biggest challenge. I have family members that watch the news religiously, and I don't call it news anymore. It's just agendas. And so you have to really kind of get in and do your research. I came across a Dr. Ryan Cole, who is a pathologist and an immunologist, Mayo Clinic trained, just really sound guy. He did a video. He has no political agenda. He didn't talk about politics at all. He says, I've just been studying the facts globally on what's been happening with COVID and treatments and vaccines. And in regards to the vaccine, what he stated was is that there's not enough history yet of, you know, people getting this shot and how's it going to affect them. And he, with the study that he's done on this and what's in it, which, like you stated, is not like any other vaccine that's ever been created, can't even really be in the same category. He said that the biggest threat is it going after our immune system. And that won't be known for 6 to 9 months, a year out, how this is going to affect people. And there was just a huge caution on his part as far as people just running to this as an answer and not knowing any long-term effects. I have chosen not to do it. I can't even get the flu shot. My system is so sensitive to so many things, I just decided not to get it. My husband has not gotten it. Some of my grown adult children have gotten it. It has not caused a rift in us. It's a concern of mine, but it's not divided us in any way. But like you have said, common sense has just taken a flight off somewhere in the deep end. And people are, like you said, have been so driven by fear, because that's what the media does. I call them fear mongers. And if they can get people to fear something, and then they present some kind of answer without any common sense, the majority of people will go to it.
Yeah, and it's a power grab by large entities. In this case, when you talk about the media, I think they're mouthpieces for the leftists. And you got the governments and what's going on now, and it makes perfect sense. At least to me, and I'm not paranoid, I'm not irresponsible, I'm not illiterate. It's just there's always been groups, entities, individuals that want to get power from the masses. Dee, thank you for your good call, and I'm glad your family is intact and there's been no division and you're stable. And Dee mentioned common sense. Here's just one throwing it out there. This is not the bubonic plague. In all of the, do you remember the swine flu in recent history, we had heard similar things. This is the end. So many people are going to die. What's different about this time and this one? I can tell you, technologically wise, we are global. And so this idea of taking a shot for something that 99% thereabouts of the population is going to survive, what are the dire circumstances? Well, Frank, you're being insensitive. Scores of people have died. That's true. How many people die every year of cancer or of chronic and persistent hunger throughout developing nations? But the media is not going to broadcast that to you. We're being bombarded with a particular messaging. I'd like to even go as far as to say propaganda. Why? I'm not going to, you know, go leaps and bounds on my speculation. But it seems undeniable that's what's going on. And I think the simple answer is it has to do with attaining more power. How about this story? More than 10,000 COVID-19 infections among people who are fully vaccinated, huh? How can that be? Have been reported to a U.S. health agency. Through the end of April, 10,262 so-called breakthrough infections were reported from 46 U.S. states to the CDC. And it goes on with details and even listing 160 patients reportedly died from this. And damage control, you'll hear breakthrough infections. And it'll be spun a different way. Do you know about all of the false positives in the way those tests were made and the cycles were accelerated? I mean, look, this would feed into somebody that makes a living on conspiracy theories. There's a lot to go around here. But I don't think it's necessarily based on anything other than information you can access. Here's the other thing. Early on, we've talked about how certain the White Coat Summit in D.C. was shut down, all the censorships pulling these videos down, or the fact checkers of social media. That's a lie. That's not true. How about this one? Calls for Dr. Anthony Fauci to resign or be fired have intensified over the ongoing shifting positions of Dr. Fauci. Fauci has now admitted that the NIH sent $600,000 to the Wuhan Institute of Virology to help study if indeed bat coronaviruses could be transmittable to humans. This is an area he's danced around, wouldn't answer. You may want to go to the Washington Examiner for this one. It is in depth. And there's more and more information coming out now about, yeah, what about this lab? What did Fauci know and didn't know? See, that's one of the things about truth. It eventually comes to light. Any attempts to cover up the truth eventually will be uncovered. Sometimes at a great cost. But there's two stories right then and there. Breakthrough infections, but I'm vaccinated. I'm good for how long did they tell me? Let alone all the other stories that we hear about. 888-528-2557, Christopher in Torrance, you will be my first caller on the other side. And we will continue with more of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. You know you're on the outs with your crew when they go to Jersey Mike's and they don't invite you if you want something to eat. I've about had it here. I think we're going to, other than Wilbert, I think we're going to whole new crew shift change. All right. I've stated my piece. I feel a little bit better. Welcome back to the program. All right. On a serious note, we're having a little fun. Levity is important. We're talking about the shots and information. What has transpired over the last 14 months? Did you hear what's going on in Colorado? I'll get to that story in a moment, but I want to take Chris in Torrance. Chris, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Chris, are you there? Going at once.
The Frank Sontag Show.
Turn your radio down, please.
My question, Chris, is what is the relationship between faith and refusing to get the shot? Is there a biblical justification, or is this purely a liberty argument?
Definitely not former. Somewhat of the latter, but the whole idea of faith and, look, God gives us a certain amount of intelligence to be discerning. And if you were in a situation where a government entity or a group or even an individual was telling you to do something that maybe was disingenuous or warranted harm to yourself, Do you think God would just have us go, okay, whatever they say, they're the entity, the individual, the entity that's in the position of authority right now. I don't think that's the way God would have us live our lives, let alone the body he's given us. He talks about the body as a temple to him. I think we're to take care of it. And I think there's other nefarious things going on, too, of which I don't really need to get into right now. It's a great question. Why ask it?
Because I feel like, I feel strongly about the liberty part, and I do feel like I have some distrust about the vaccine, and, but I also feel like there is some connection to my faith about it, and I think that might be what's happening, is that there's the liberties that we have, because of God, that there's the connection. So, I felt that there was some connection there, and it might be that liberty is inherently God-given, and that's why we're so, and that's why maybe I'm a little bit very concerned about this forceful effort to get everybody vaccinated and criticize everyone who doesn't, who's skeptical.
Yeah, I would encourage you to continue praying about that concern and asking God to reveal the truth to you. It's something I'm starting to do because, honestly, I don't have all the answers. I just have a deeper sense. I mean, even things like in the history of humanity, we have never seen governments quarantine healthy people. That this is all new ground. And in my faith, I see, and in my men's ministry, I spent a lot of time understanding, learning more about spiritual warfare. And I think we're in a time now where much of what we're seeing in the physical realm is manifest from the spiritual realm. It started there, it's here. We're in a spiritual war right now between good and evil. I appreciate your call very much, Chris. I thank you for it. Here's maybe another part of the answer to Chris's question. Did you hear about what's going on in Colorado? And I believe there's a connection here. Hear me out. An unprecedented rate, Colorado children are attempting suicide and arriving in emergency rooms in crisis. Alcohol and drug abuse to cope with mental health struggles are also on the rise, according to the Colorado Sun. The Children's Hospital Colorado system has declared, quote, a pediatric mental health state of emergency, end quote. All agreeing that the number of mental health problems among children is unprecedented. A doctor of psychiatry at Penn State Health's Milton Hershey Medical Center says this hasn't just been happening. Quote, we've seen an upsurge in really bad suicide attempts. And the pandemic is likely behind that increase. During the pandemic, social isolation can push children with underlying mental health issues over the edge. Doctors say that it is becoming more common for children to suffer from panic attacks, heart palpitations, and other symptoms of mental anguish. Chronic addictions to mobile devices and computer screens, which have become their sitters, teachers, and entertainers during lockdowns, curfews, and school closures, have also become more common. Problem is hitting hard in other countries. Dr. Richard Delamore of France, head of the psychiatric unit at Robert Debrage Pediatric Hospital, says there's no prototype for the child experiencing difficulties. This concerns all of us. So, our children are under attack too. In the public dialogue, ask yourself, do you hear much about mental health aspects of quarantining, locking people down, all of that stuff? No, you don't. You just hear, take the shot. And I don't want to oversimplify this. I really don't. And I don't want to give Satan credit where he doesn't deserve credit, but it's almost as if it's Satan going, take the shot. It's okay. And then you have all these other complexities that are in relation to it. And I'm not saying if you choose to take the shot, there's something wrong. No, I mean, you should have that right. But the damage this has done to our children under the name of what? Here, you want to talk about evil? School closures. Because of unions, teachers' unions, they'd rather cut their check and get paid and stay home than take care of and teach our children. It's undeniable, and yet our children are suffering. This is spiritual warfare, my brothers and sisters. And I hope that you will petition God in prayer and fast and spend alone time with Him right now. We need to stop the excuses. We need to really seek Him above all. Seek His wisdom, His discernment, His guidance, not ours. Gosh, I hope you don't tune into this program to hear my opinion on something. Who gives a rip about my opinion? This is about what God is doing, what God is saying, how God would have us live our lives. And how lies are being twisted and being reported as the truth. And truth is being shut down and stated as lies. Or in the world we live in with social media and the fact checkers, those aren't the facts. Please email me if you have any concerns or thoughts, franksontag@kkla.com. And I'll say again, as I was urged to, we have a Kingdom Men's Gathering on June the 26th in Newbury Park, Thousand Oaks at Godspeak Church. This is a call to men. Dads, uncles, sons, brothers, this is not another church men's event. That is not what we do at KMG. If you have a husband or a son or a brother, if you're a woman, buy them tickets. Go to franksontag.com. We have very limited seating available. I think we've got about 200 spots left. And if I can do anything for you, if you need prayer, send me your emails, franksontag@kkla.com. This is the Frank Sontag Show.